What is the most popular American sport in the Philippines? Young guys over there. NBA basketball. It's very popular. There's a court everywhere in all these little churches and barangays around the country. How many languages do you think are in the Philippines? Could be two questions. Major dialects in the Philippines. Will? Yes, that's official. One of the official languages. English is an official language.
And I guess there's Mandarin Chinese.
It's not official language, but that's spoken a lot in the Philippines. There's about 8 major dialects and 70 languages. Which European country colonized the Philippines for 300 years?
Spain.
I'm not going to call on Will. Yeah, Spain. Will, did you look at my notes here? Anyways, those are some things to remember. Now, I'll know you're sleeping, and one pastor asked me years ago after he saw me, he said, "How is the work in Spain?" I just smiled and said, "Everything's going fine." We're all related anyways, okay? We've been there for about 14 years, and at the end here, in about 20 minutes, we have a short video that someone in our church did for us about the church ministry and the Bible college ministry. We've been in Metro Manila now for about 8 years, and just a quick update on our family. Well, first of all, it's always a blessing to come back here and into different supporting churches. It's always very short, but it's also very sweet. It's hard to leave sometimes after renewing fellowship. It's sad for us to say goodbye. My wife came to the U.S. in 86. We met at Moody Bible Institute. That's where we, in my senior year, we heard about some Reformed teaching, and that led us eventually to the Philippines. We were there for 6 months, as many of you know, and it was there that I got some type of a bug bite on my eye. And of all people, the doctor knew about these people called Reformed Baptists. I had never heard of them before in my life. And they, "Well, where are you from?" I'm from South Bend. "Oh, we know a church over there, the Haneys." And we did not know the name of the church, and we were talking with Dave and Karen Richards yesterday. When we looked for it in the Yellow Pages, we almost gave up because we didn't know where to find it. And when you think about coming here was the direction Pastor John gave me to go to Westminster Seminary. Probably would never have been back here if it wasn't for that. I had different plans, and God has really worked amazingly over those years. Our three kids, Luke, Noah, who now goes by his middle name, James, and Chloe. Luke is 16, James is 13, and Chloe is 11. And I could not do what I do in the Philippines, I mean, apart from the grace of God, but apart from my wife. She gives me my coffee cup in the morning, and I do little else at home, and I'm off to teaching and preparation for, you know, classes, sermons, and working with a lot of the students. So there's no way I could do that without her. She is really the unsung hero behind a lot of this. In our church, I'll give you three updates. Our church, the Bible College, and another ministry I'm involved with the teaching for a summary. In our church, if you can pray for one request, and that's the name is Joey Cortez. Okay, can you remember the name Joey? He's currently a deacon, but we believe he should be an elder, and he's a wonderful brother in Christ. I'm hoping that he will be a co-elder with me, and there are some others that we're considering, but I'm hoping Joey will be an elder in a few months. We go back mid-June, and I'm hoping that he will be installed soon. So if you could please pray for Brother Joey. He preached this morning in the Philippines on the Psalms, so I'm very thankful. He's a very good teacher, and we're very happy to work with him. So in our church, in addition to that, we have been through some trials. 3 years ago, we had a big leadership change, internal conflict. Some of it was over theology, and I was the only one left. My other co-elder that I get along with very well, his wife is a nurse. They moved to California. And so the last 3 years has been very busy as being the only pastor in the church. So if God puts Joey in ministry there, it'll be a big help to myself in the ministry there. We have 3 church planting outreaches. All of them are in urban poor areas. And just a couple of quick comments that is different from the U.S., at least in this area and everywhere we go. These urban poor areas, in almost every home, has one parent working abroad in another country or in a day laborer, construction work where they get paid very little money and they get to come home maybe twice a month. That makes for a very different kind of a church. Sometimes it's a lot of children and women, and it's very hard to find men in some of these communities. So if you could pray for some of these churches as we seek to, you know, be faithful to God in developing New Testament churches. I want to tell you about one of them. His name is Brian. He's one of the pastors in an outreach church. And in this church, they have three walls and a tin roof. Okay, it's in the city. It's very hot. All of them are in the city in fairly poor areas. The roof leaks when it rains, and it needs a lot of repair. And so we had X amount of dollars we needed to raise. And, you know, in my sinfulness, I thought, we're never going to get this money to fix this building. And in God's providence, his wife, she's an assistant, teaching assistant in an international school. And the ambassador's wife from, I think, the Netherlands and Spain said, she sent out a letter to the fellow teachers on holidays. And they said, we want to see this church. And they visited it, and they basically gave all the money for all of the construction. And I'm a bit dumbfounded at this point. The problem we're having is God has provided all of the money for big necessary repairs, but the church did something biblical. They excommunicated a non-repentant, an unrepentant member that lives right near the church. And in the Philippines, everybody lives in a barangay with a barangay captain. And this lady has aligned herself with the captain, and she is maligning this pastor, and she is maligning this church. And because of that, they have forced all construction to stop. Okay? The complicated part is, in the Philippines, not like here, you can live on land and have a permit that you live on that land, but you don't own it. It's pretty complicated. And so we cannot get a building permit for improvement. We just have to do it on our own. And it's something we're trying to work with the council of a city council member to help us finish the building. And it would be a real blessing to have this building be completed now that God has provided the funds. So if you can pray for, who's the deacon for eldership in our church? Joey. And then who's the guy, the pastor here at this church that we're praying for the construction? Brian, thank you. Okay. Another thing that we do that many of you are aware of, we do medical missions. We go to a lot of poor areas. We often work with local churches, partnering with them. And we go to places where some people have hardly ever seen a doctor in their life. It's not a welfare nation like America. And we give free medical help and medicine to a lot of people. Sometimes they do minor surgeries, eye surgeries and things like that, cataracts. And we always share the gospel on these medical missions. And we have people in our church that love to share the gospel. They're very zealous in this area. They will go out to any part of the Philippines. They will live in tribal areas, you know, for 3 or 4 days in the mountains. And I am very thankful for these people that are willing to do this. They often do it when I'm not able to go on many of these. But it's a ministry that we have enjoyed doing. And because of the situation in the country with a lot of poverty, I think it works well with evangelism and hopefully supporting those local churches. When we leave that area, we give that local pastor all of the names of the people that say they're willing to come to a Bible study. And so in that way, we want to partner and work with other churches. And if you can continue to pray for that ministry. It's summertime now in the Philippines, so we're doing more of these. We may sometimes, you know, the Greyhound bus type of thing? We may rent a big bus like that, fill it full with people who are medical people that were willing to share the gospel, and send them off for 18 hours to do these missions, and they'll be gone for 3 or 4 days. These doctors could be in the office, work, you know, making money, but they are willing to give up some of their time to share the gospel, and I really appreciate those that do that. If you can pray for them. That's all I'll say about the church. The second ministry that I've been involved with is teaching at the Bible College, Phoebus College of Bible, and I'm going to give you two names in a moment of seniors that graduated that are also interns in our church, and they've helped. They're doing preaching throughout the summer while I'm gone. And one student's name is Kirby, and the other student's name is Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. Both of these brothers we want to keep in our church if we can, but we also want to use them in the Bible College. Okay, they've already been accepted to Westminster Seminary, and they've already been given a full tuition scholarship. But they still need some other answers to prayer in certain areas. If they come to seminary, they'll be coming probably in August, and they'll be here for 3 years. And so we're hoping that they can be trained here and then come back and work in the school and in our church. So we're very thankful to have these. They've been a big help to me. They've been a wonderful help reaching the younger generation in our church, the youth and some of the college people. And they just put on a singles camp or a young people's camp on the first week of April when we arrived here in the U.S. So the camp went well, and we're very thankful for that. So if you can pray for, right, Joey, the deacon, that God would soon have him to be a co-elder in our church. If you can pray for Pastor Brian and the building construction. If you could pray for Nikki and Kirby, they are two students at the college where I teach, the Bible college, that we're hoping can come and study here. Our president went to Westminster as well. I've loved working with him for 8 years now in the school, and it's a wonderful opportunity teaching with most of the people I work with are already pastors, or they go into pastoral ministry, and in the video we'll show at the end, you'll see some of the pictures of some of the students that we are engaged with. I go to that college every Monday and usually teach the classes there with the brothers. And we have a few ladies in the class, but I've really enjoyed the opportunity teaching in the school there. A new ministry that I've been involved with for about a year and a half now, excuse me, I teach in a Catholic university. And I would have never thought that I would ever do this, but I'll tell you a little bit why I'm doing this. About a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to talk with the department, the theology department, and tell them, you know, where I'm from. They know everything pretty much about me, and they gave me freedom to teach the senior level theology course in a Catholic school. And I started teaching part time there in this school. This is where I mentioned earlier in the sermon. It's a secular school, just like IUSB Notre Dame. Okay, and I go through all of the Gospel of John with those students, and that's their exam. They are reading Scripture. And I have become concerned with a current generation of college students because many of them are relativist, and many of them do not know Scripture. And they, if you say this is what God's Word says, it doesn't impress them. And it has been a wonderful opportunity to be challenged in the class by atheists, by gay students, by lesbian students, transgender students, people that are just good moralists, and a lot of them, there's something in common, they do not know Scripture. And it's been an evangelistic opportunity, it's been an apologetic opportunity, and it has been a great opportunity that I have enjoyed doing. In addition to studying the Gospel of John, I have them read Tim Keller's book, Reason for God, and if you've read that, it's a very good book. And many of the students have been helped by that. I do have some students that are evangelical. I have a couple that are even Reformed. And on this campus, there is a Reformed church being planted, if you can believe it or not. It's a Chinese Reformed church, and I know the pastor that's working there. The third book I have them read is C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity. And that's a very helpful book for them to go through. And I would pray that God would help me. I don't know how long he will allow me to teach there in this school, but I've been given a lot of freedom, and I would really like to reach many of these young people for Christ. The colleges and our universities, it is popular to be an atheist today, and the Christian faith is often maligned. A lot of religious views are maligned, and I found those materials, these books, to be very helpful in addressing a lot of these issues. One other highlight I'll mention before we close here is that there's a ministry called OIC, Overseas Instruction and Counseling, I think. It's a biblical counseling movement. And our contact here in the U.S. from Northwest Indiana is Wayne Vanderweer. He is a biblical counselor, and he comes to the Philippines and does these modular one-week courses. And our church has probably sent 25 people to these trainings. There's six modulars. We've already completed two of them. And the goal is they're hoping to establish a biblical counseling kind of center in the Philippines by the pastors there. The first conference, we had 500 people attend, and it was the church was overflowing, and the conference just before we came here in January is probably closer to 400. So if you could pray that our church members that are doing this, our staff, would finish those all six courses, it may be something that God uses to help us. So there's a picture in the video of some of these of the conference, if that's what you're wondering, what is this big group for? And some of the Kirby's and Nikki, their pictures are in there for graduation, and our president is there as well of the school. A couple of prayer requests in closing that I would ask you to pray for. We are considering doing dual citizenship for Mabel and the kids. I can't get it, unfortunately, but it would make life a little bit easier if we could do that. And one reason is we don't know if our kids are going to stay there in the Philippines after high school or if they're going to come here. And our oldest son, Luke, if you can pray in particular that God would give him wisdom for direction for college. We don't know if he's going to study in the Philippines or if he's going to come here to the U.S., and that's a big question mark in our minds. If you could pray for that, we would really appreciate that. If he attends college in the Philippines, he would probably attend the college where I'm teaching at. If you can also pray for Joey, for Kirby and Nikki, in the future classes I'll be teaching. I have two classes to teach in the Bible College and probably one in the other school, and the semester starts first week of June, so I'll be 1 week late going back to the classes. If I could show you pictures of starving children, that would move a lot of us, right, emotionally. It doesn't always have the same impact when you talk about a college setting, but I'm telling you, like publishing and getting materials out, God uses that for his kingdom in amazing ways. I wish I could show you pictures of some of these students that I've had the privilege to work with, that they are working in their churches, and there's a lot of reformation going on in churches that you've never heard, you just don't hear about. And it's wonderful to see that happen, and I am thankful. We have bad days and days I want to quit, to be honest. But overall, we're thankful we're there. We love being there, and it's been a wonderful opportunity serving there, the Lord. If you have any questions later, please feel free to ask. I may have left out some things, but the short video just gives a summary. It's kind of a thank you for all of our supporting churches over the 14 years of our time there in the Philippines. So we want to always say thank you. It's wonderful to visit. You are a kind, generous church, and we view everything God allows us to do as an equal partnership in the kingdom of God. So thank you for your prayers and support. We love you very much.